Fantastic Rice presents Music of the Americas. Music of the Americas. From North, South, and Central America, Fantastic Rice brings you Music of the Americas. Songs by great American artists, smooth, sophisticated music by leading orchestras, and fascinating rhythms of the Latin countries. Presented in this, the Music of the Americas.
Hot rice pancakes. There's something to sing about.
Fantastic Rice pancakes, of course, because Fantastic Rice is wonderful in all sorts of recipes.
And Fantastic Rice is rich in the vital B group vitamins, and it's so economical.
So insist on perfect cooking Fantastic Rice.
Fantastic, fantastic, tasty, fantastic,
fantastic
rice.
Fantastic rice cooks perfectly every time.
Fantastic, fantastic, tasty, fantastic, fantastic rice.
There's a lovely Fantastic Rice recipe book in full color and absolutely free waiting for you right now.
Send 10 empty Fantastic Rice bags or facsimiles to Box 20, Industria, Transvaal for your copy of that wonderful Fantastic Rice recipe book.
Hello, operator. Operator, I would like long distance, please.
Yes, that high stool and the imaginary telephone can mean just one person. Tonight's great American artist, one of the world's funniest and most clever comedians, Shelley Berman.
Hello, long distance. This is a credit card call, please. 752-1527-D... K-1-3. Calling area code 212. The number? 726-5505. Extension? 9118. My number? 828-3644. Room? 4041. My name, Tui Forsyth. Thank you. Hello. May I speak with Wanda Tennyson, please? Wanda Tennyson. Is this extension 9118? Is this 726-5505? Is this area code 212? I beg your pardon.
South Africans will not quickly forget the recent visit that Shelley Berman made to this country. Any man who can hold an audience on stage completely on his own for nearly 2 hours, I'm sure you agree, deserves more than a little admiration. Shelley Berman did just that. An artist through and through, but most of all, a man with an acute and deep understanding of people in all walks of life. A prominent American critic once said that Berman is neither a biting cynic nor a buffoon. He is one of us. He shares our confusions and our bewilderments, and he expresses them in our behalf. For though he sometimes sounds as though he never tires of laughing at us, it is really with us that he is laughing. I personally discovered the serious-minded side of Shelley Berman when I spoke with him in Johannesburg and asked if there was anything else he hoped to do in South Africa apart from entertain us on stage.
Yes, if I have a chance, there is a marvelous planetarium here in Johannesburg that I want to visit. I'm an astronomy buff. I'm an amateur, really very, very amateur. I would like... If possible, I would like to meet certain people. I should be infinitely honored if I'm in the same city and can find time. And if Dr. Christian Barnard would be available to me just for the moment of shaking his hand. I would like to meet Philip Bleiberg because I think he's a monument to man's greatness. He's a monument to his own courage, and he's a monument to God's good work. So I would be honored to meet these people. I was for many years a reader of Isaac Dinesen's work, her great Gothic stories. I'm an admirer of many of the people in South Africa, Gary Player, for example. And I would like, while I'm here, if there's ever an opportunity, to meet them.
Now back to Shelley Berman, the entertainer.
When we were recording my fifth album, called New Sides, I wanted to try at least one piece of material which would be different in its construction and delivery. And I hadn't come up with a thing in days, and the recording session was going to end the following day. Well, I spent a sleepless night, and about 5 o'clock in the morning, I was a blithering, nervous wreck. And that's what did it. I realized I could cash in on my neurotic tendencies, and I wrote this piece in a matter of 10 minutes. I ran into my bedroom, woke my wife, and this is what she heard.
Oh, hello. Hello there. Hi, is this Dr. Davis? Hi there, Dr. Davis. Peter Jones. You remember me, the fellow who's afraid of fear itself. Hi there. How are you doing there, Dr. Davis? Ah, that's fine. I'm very glad to hear that. Who am I speaking to, please? Oh, Dr. Davis. Isn't that funny? I was just about to call you. Listen, doctor, I just called to tell you about my progress lately. I it's been 6 months since we've had our last session, and I just feel so great. The insecurity has just disappeared. I don't fly into a rage anymore if my shoelaces aren't the same length on both sides, you know. And I have some good news for you. I think you'll get a kick out of this. I threw away my little piece of blanket the other day, and I went to work without it, never even missed it up against my cheek. And I just felt great. But a new problem has been springing up lately, doctor. The problem is not, I'll tell you what the problem is. I've been getting terribly, what's that word when you can't remember things? Forgetful. Yes, I've been getting terribly forgetful lately, doctor. I can't figure out why. It just seems like I can't retain anything from one second to the next. It just disappears right out of my mind, honestly. How long has what been going on? Oh, forgetfulness. Isn't that funny? I wanted to talk to you about that, doctor. I just get terribly forgetful lately. I don't know what it is. And it seems to me I've been studying this pattern, doctor. You know, after being with you, I sure know I can almost be what you are. You know that. I learned to watch for certain things. There are certain words that sort of trigger the whole mechanism. They're catalysts. They just trigger the whole mechanism and set my mind completely blank. It works every time. That, for example, if I should say the word porcupine, finish what sentence? But what was I saying? Oh, well, that's one of the words that bothers me. Now, that word I have to avoid, doctor. What's your name? Davis? Doctor, that's the word I have to avoid. Now, suppose I found a substitute word. Do you think that might help me, doctor? Suppose I use the word aardvark. Who am I speaking to, please? Oh, hi there, Dr. Davis. Funny, I was just about to call you. Well, what was the last thing I said? Well, and that's a new word. Now, there are two words now that I have to avoid. Now, doctor, I was just wondering if I could run into your office one of these days and have a few more sessions. Maybe we can clear up this problem because, you know, I mean, what a strain it could be on a person to have to, you know, spend the whole day avoiding the word aardvark. Who am I speaking to, please? Oh, I'm terribly sorry, but Dr. Davis isn't in right now. Well, would you care to leave a message? Oh, isn't that funny? You both have the same name. Well, I'll tell you the truth. The doctor's been as busy as a porcupine. Who am I speaking to, please? Well, hi there, Dr. Davis. What are you screaming about? That's ridiculous. You shouldn't scream that way, doctor. It's absurd for you to get upset over everything that way. Now, I think our problem probably is one of communications, that's all. Now, I think we ought to clear the air. First of all, just identify ourselves, that's all. Let's find out who we are. Dr. Davis. All right, now that's it. Now, who are you? Well, now, we can't both be Dr. Davis. Are, are, you having trouble remembering your own name, sir? Now, that's a very interesting syndrome, sir. Now, I know of a case where a man would forget everything just mentioning the word porcupine. Who am I speaking to, please? Hi there, Dr. Dave. That's funny. I was just trying to reach you, but the line was busy. Doctor, I want to tell you about my progress. I think you'll get a kick out of this. I threw away my little piece of blanket the other day. Completely new problem.
And following the complete neuroses, let's see what Shelley has to say about air conditioners, flowers, and all that in a heavily crowded room.
Every time you breathe in, you take in a whole sklunch of oxygen, which you retain, and you let your corpuscles just have a ball with it, you see. And every time you breathe out, you blow out a big poisonous bubble of carbon dioxide. Now, that is poisonous to us, but not to flowers. Flowers, in the process of photosynthesis, and this is, of course, when they are making chlorophyll, and isn't it odd that in spite of chlorophyll, some flowers stink? Process of photosynthesis, they are breathing in carbon dioxide, and they blow out oxygen, which we're waiting around for like vultures. So it all boils down to this: no matter how mean or sinful or rough you breathe out, you make a little flower happy.
Well, so much for the comedy of our star tonight, Shelley Berman. Now for something that really does make sense.
Testig reiskook, elke keer volmaak.
Elke korrel testig is los nadat gekook is. U kan ook een uithaler kok wees.
Testig reis lever meer op nadat gekook is.
Testig reis is so makkelijk om te kook. Selfs een kind kan het doen.
Smakelijke testig is rijk aan de essentiële B-groep vitamines. Dis so heilsam.
Smakelijke testig reis koud bedien vorm een wonderlijke slaai bestanddeel.
Testig reis is so economisch.
Now it's competition time with that first prize of 10 rand for the center of the first correct entry looked at, and there are three grand consolation prizes, each worth 10 pounds of our rice. Just a simple question about America, the home of that special rice. Well, tonight it's been comedy by Shelley Berman, so let's keep it that way, shall we? And ask you to name the famous American comedian who appeared many times on screen with Bing Crosby in a series of road pictures. There was Road to Morocco, The Road to Rio, The Road to Zanzibar, a number of others. I'm sure you remember them. Now, was it Eddie Cantor, Jack Benny, or Bob Hope who appeared in the roadshow pictures with Bing Crosby? Eddie Cantor, Jack Benny, or Bob Hope? If you're not quite sure, have a guess and hope for the best. Send your answer on a postcard, please, to Tastic Rice, P.O. Box 7065, Johannesburg. Box 7065, Johannesburg, to reach us not later than next Thursday. Remember, a first prize of 10 rand plus 3 grand consolation prizes. Going back to last week, you remember I asked you to name the famous mother of singing star Liza Minnelli. The answer was Judy Garland. And here are the names of the lucky prize winners.
With pleasure, Neville. Well, the 10 rand goes to H. Lemon of Box 9, West Rand. And 10 pounds of Tastic Rice each to Miss D. D. Webster of Box 52, Welcome in Free State, Mrs. J. R. Mundell of 64 Wordhouse Street, Queenstown, and D. Willocks of 50 Balmoral Drive in Durban North.
It's been my pleasure to bring you, on behalf of Tastic Rice, Music of the Americas.